Call into your breath and allow your breath to bring you into the body, in through your heart chakra. Coming, bringing the breath into the heart first, and then bringing the breath all the way down through your legs, through your feet, connecting with the crystalline center of Mother Earth, and then back up. So he's instructing us to breathe into our heart, expanding our heart, and then bringing that energy into our whole body. And then the next time he's saying breathe into the heart, then bring the breath into the upper chakras, the upper part of the body. He's wanting to balance our chakras. So he's requesting that we start breathing first into our heart, sending the breath down into the lower triangle. Then the next breath, breathe into our heart and send the breath into the upper triangle. And then on the third breath, he's saying, bring both parts together, the upper and lower triangles, bring them together into your heart chakra. Okay, he's saying, good, good, good. Now he can tune into us more. He can get a better signal, he's saying. When you're in your heart, I can get your signal. He's saying that if we're not in our hearts, that our signal basically flashes on and off, and it's harder for, him, them to work with us. Good. So just try, it's a three-part breath. Inhale, lower triangle, and let it move through with the exhale. Inhale, upper triangle, let it move through the crown. Exhale, inhale, bring upper and lower together at the heart chakra. Until you feel your heart chakra spinning interdimensionally, spinning with infinity, spinning with the unseen dimensions, the unseen 10 bodies, 10 dimensions, of which the physical 3D is just one. There you go. Okay, good. Okay, he's saying now we can do some real work. Helping us clear whatever needs to be cleared for ourselves and for the mother and the people around us. He's saying, you are the mother. You are the goddess. You are the infinite. And that's what I was guided and requested and inspired to, was our theme for today, our connection as the goddess with the carrier, the holder of the infinite, the container. For the infinite, in our consciousness, in the field. Beautiful. I thought it was really interesting. We've been talking about the last couple calls about the planets and balancing having all the elements of the tattvas and balancing the tattvas with our physical body. So we had the earth, we had the water, we had the fire, and we had the air. All the planets were lined up. So what I was being shown this week is as we balance the tattvas, as we balance the tattvas, then what happens automatically is we move into the ether, and the ether is the field of consciousness. So until we can really balance our tattvas and balance those elements in our body, we're always going to be pulled, like into one place or another place, one story or another story, one drama or another drama, one lack or another lack. So our master is telling us that when we can balance our tattvas and remain balanced within our own 10 bodies, then we're able to live in the field of consciousness, live in the ethers. And I was actually watching Greg Braden's YouTube the other day, and he was saying that science has actually now recognized that there is a field in which we live, of course, which yogis have known for thousands of years. Science is finally catching up with different concepts, and that's one very significant one. Because it also represents a change from 3D to, wow, expanded horizons, new possibilities. There's something besides just 3D, which is actually to convince people that there's only one dimension, like science has tried to do. Like, in other words, things can only be a certain way, and you do enough experiments, you'll find out what the truth is, as opposed to with consciousness, there's infinite possibilities. It's more like, as co-creators, life can be created from our vision, our point of view, in many different ways. So to have the hypnotic suggestion that's kind of been structured into the culture that as related through science, that 3D is the only truth, creates a slave mentality. Then we're a slave to that truth. So as we move into our 10 bodies, into the other dimension, through balancing our tattvas, we become free, free to float in the field of consciousness. And with our value, with our connection, with our own consciousness, we move into the possibility and into the reality of co-creating with the infinite, co-creating with this field, co-creating with the ether. So that's the freedom, that's the excitement of the Aquarian Age, of what we're working with at this time on the planet. So science has finally caught up. Science says there is a field in which we live that contains the experiences of 3D. So Greg Braden was saying that the Dalai Lama was talking about it and was asked the question, what holds the world together? And his response was compassion. So this field, that this ether is a field of compassion. So to really move into that experience, and I'm sure everybody's experienced this many times, but to move into that field, the experience, the knowledge, of being a co-creator, is to work with the heart chakra, like we just did, which creates our connection with the ether, with the field of compassion. So when we experience that compassion through our own heart chakra and our own being, which is the tattvas being balanced and the lower triangle and the upper triangle being balanced and spinning interdimensionally, now we're aware of our power. We're lifting off from the hypnotic suggestions of the culture that we're just 3D beings, that we're basically just slaves of what other people tell us to do. So as you breathe into your heart chakra, what the master is working with us, one of the tantric transmissions that is coming through right now, is he's working to expand our interdimensional heart chakra connection so we can become more connected with the infinite, with the finite and the infinite going back and forth. He's kind of saying he's helping us spread our wings. So this is a spread your wings tantric transmission at the moment. So just keep breathing, just keep deep breathing during this call, and just notice, like, if your shoulders want to move, or you want to exhale, or you want to move a part of your body, or some part of your body needs healing, you can touch it with your hand, or gently rub over that part of your body, if it's your neck, or your shoulders, or your feet, or whatever. So just go ahead. Yeah, that's it. He's saying he's feeling that connection with us more now. So keep going and keep going more deeply into this. And this is increasing our awareness and our power and our connection with the etheric, the co-creator field of compassion. So I find it really interesting that to connect with this field, we actually need to be connected with our own state of compassion, that you can't even enter that true field that actually holds the world together, that is the field of consciousness, without compassion. So that's kind of interesting. I mean, we can use our power and will to bring things into us and to make things manifest for us, but to be at this level, this frequency of the ascended masters are of true co-creation in a way that holds the world together, that doesn't create destruction. This is the portal. This is the state of being that he's showing us we need to be in. And that's why he showed us that little breathing exercise at the beginning of the call. Okay, beautiful. Thank you, everybody. Wow, okay. I just felt such an opening today, and then I was studying the astrology more for the call because we've been talking about all these squares and Pluto, Saturn, Uranus squares, and I do acknowledge that I felt quite a bit of heaviness myself, but today I actually started feeling a lot lighter and more hopeful, and I was receiving directions and new instructions. And we've actually got this new moon in Virgo coming up. We're moving into Virgo. We're moving out of Leo. So we've had Cancer, a lot of Cancer influences we've been talking about, which is the feelings, how you feel. Think about being a mother and how a mother feels towards her baby, how the Mother Earth feels towards her children, which is us. And so we've had all these feelings, all these Cancer periods with the sun and the moon and the new moons and all these configurations and aspects. And then we've moved through Leo, the sun, the summer, opening up our brilliance, opening up our light, shining our light, learning to play, learning to build sandcastles on the beach. Play is when you have no specific goal. Play is you're just expressing the flow of love. It's just coming out. It's like the monks making the mandalas. They make these beautiful mandala configurations, and then when they're done with sand, you might have seen that. I've actually seen it done here in San Diego State. When they're done, they pick it up, and the sand blows to the wind. So they're playing. So play is when you just move with the flow. You're not trying to have some specific agenda. You're just expressing life. Life is expressing itself through you. You're filled with life. So we're just completing Leo, that feeling of the warmth of the summer, that feeling of fullness. And now we take these elements and we move into Virgo. Virgo is the priestess. Virgo is wisdom. Virgo is the connection with the earth goddess. So now we bring our wisdom and our offering. So what do we offer out of these experiences, out of these expressions? What do we want to contribute? What do we want to bring forth? How do we want to share with others? So that's the phase that we're in right now. So we're in this cycle, and it will peak on the Virgo full moon on August 31st. So just watch for this cycle now. So we're going to be able to experience some profound connections and healings at this time. So we've got, we've been going through a very strong initiation process, being initiated into the next level as we're doing on this being shared. And what's being shared with us on this call right now. It's this initiation into this depth of our being, into really owning our Shakti, and really getting our Shakti activated, and how we are going to bring forth the light of our soul in yet an even deeper way during this next period of time. So on the Tantric Numerology path, on our path, on our roadway, our path to our exalted selves, the first number is the soul number, and that's our light. So everything that comes after that is how we're going to express the light of our soul on the planet, how we're going to use the light of our soul to pierce the darkness of the mind, the negative mind, to get to the neutral mind, how we're going to pierce the darkness of the physical form if we have ailments or feel we have restrictions. So everything starts with the light of the soul, and then how we're going to get through that to really light up our spiritual bodies, our vision, how we're going to light up our vision, our what inspires us, and how we're going to bring that forth onto the planet with our aura, with our radiant body, how we're going to lead others with the light, how we're going to be the light and claim the light. So we just moved through this whole Leo period, the sun, the light. So now we're being reformed, reformulated, and we're saying, okay, the earth, the form, so it's like the clay form, the clay vessel. Like, how do you want to now be that vessel for the light? How do you want to be the vessel for what inspired you? How has that become wisdom? How have you become the priestess of those experiences that you've moved through these last couple astrological configurations, the Cancer and the Leo? So that's what we're looking at. We're looking at right now at this time on the planet. So we've got a Neptune and Chiron together in Pisces. So again, Neptune is the dreams and Chiron is what's the miracle, what's the healing, and what's the spiritual lesson. So Pisces, the 12th house, it's the last lesson. It's what we need to learn to merge back with the infinite. So what's the lesson that we're learning to move back into the infinite? And we've got Venus moving away. This is a relief, moving away from its opposition to Pluto and squaring Uranus. This is what I just said a minute ago, some of that intense feelings we've been feeling. Like, oh my gosh, where's the love? If you've ever felt that in different experiences you've been going through. So we're opening up. We're opening up to a place where the compassion can flow. We've been forced to deal with whatever has stopped us from moving the flow of love through our life. It's been an opposition, a square. So we've been forced to go into the depths of Pluto, the depth of our psyche. What stops us from loving ourselves? And I was... And one of the clients I was working with, that was the question. She had a lot of different thoughts about her current situation. And so what we did is we took each thought and I said, okay, now take that thought, whatever it is, and say, okay, how can I love myself even though da-da-da-da-da, I'm this way or that way, and it may not be okay to be this way or that way. But how can I love myself, and to journal about it? So that's what we've been going through with this Pluto square, this Venus opposition with Pluto and Uranus. So even though whatever it happens to be, something that you're experiencing, even though it's a certain way, for you to journal or ask yourself, how can I love myself? And find the compassion for yourself. That's a missing, could be a missing piece, but it's a piece that Yogi Bhajan's working with us right now. More self-love, more self-love. I hear him saying, yes, more self-love. Breathe in whatever it happens to be that you think that you didn't do something okay, or you made a mistake, or somebody's not going to like you, or you screwed up or something in your relationship, or you want out of your relationship. Whatever it happens to be, ask the question, even though, and then da-da-da, whatever you're thinking in your mind that maybe you think wasn't okay, how I can love myself. So you just still find ways to love yourself. Like it could be, you know, I take myself for a walk, or I breathe into my heart, or I share the things I'm learning with others. It could be anything. So that allows us to move into that field of compassion that holds the world together. Now what makes you a true co-creator is you're creating from the field of compassion. So as you create from the field of compassion, you create more coherence of love, of compassion that now comes into the planet that helps us change the planet from 3D to 4D. And beyond. And this is what's really needed at this time, more coherence for love and compassion. And I'm hearing Yogi Bhajan say, just even a simple act of kindness or understanding or sharing your wisdom, just every bit of light, every soul that you help light up and remember the light, he's saying is magnifying, and he's saying that they work with magnifying our light, but that we have to give them light to magnify. So he's saying, don't minimize anything that you think you're doing, because all the light that we bring on to the planet is really significant and creates more coherence of the field of compassion onto the earth. And that's what we need, that's what the mother needs, and that's what many people need right now. So we have a lot of beautiful new energies coming through for us to work with, to move into our mastery, and to help us go deeper. On Wednesday, we've got the moon moving into Scorpio, and the sun moves into Virgo. That's tomorrow. So this is a time to go deeper, to consolidate your wisdom, to go inside yourself, the power, go inside the power of yourself, and journal about it. What have I been learning? What's my wisdom? What's my contribution? What have I learned for myself? What have I been sharing with others? So this is, today and tomorrow are really good journaling reflection days. It's a really good time to start to acknowledge that you know the unknown. A woman is basically represents and holds and contains the infinite. The light of the infinite comes through the divine feminine, through the goddess, through the Shakti activation. So this is a time to really claim the infinite and claim what you know, that is a deeper wisdom, an infinite wisdom that can help others. This is your 10th body, your radiance, your beaming quality. And from this, you also change the field and bring that light into the field, connected with the planet, connected with the mother, connected with the earth. So this, the connection with the infinite, which is the blessing for you, for the women to breathe in, the connection with the infinite is what creates that feeling of security, that feeling of safety for yourself and for others. Because as we know, people are looking in all directions right now. There's a lot of fear about different things, money and whatever, a lot of insecurities. So the more you hold this infinite beam within your own psyche, within your own consciousness, the more you're co-creating that in the ethers, in the field of compassion. So it's a time to really direct your thoughts towards infinity. And Yogi Bhajan is saying that's another opportunity for you to practice. He's saying take whatever thoughts you're having, and then you can ask, what is the infinite version of this thought? Like if you have a thought of limitation or something, he's saying to go ahead and ask, what would connect me with the infinite version of this thought? To ask that, and then you can throw in a mantra. And what he started talking to me about this morning was, he was saying that woman is really wa, man. Of course, ma meaning wa meaning the ecstasy of the infinite, the opening. He's saying, okay, I'm going to enjoy you, the portal for you mortals. He's liking the little phrase too. He's saying the wa is the opening, the portal for the mortals, the infinite to come through, the mind, the light of the mind. So he's saying that the psyche of the wa man, the woman, is to bring the light of the infinite into the mind and contain that within herself, where the expression of the divine masculine is more to spread the light, go out and conquer, go out. The man goes out, but he's saying first the light comes in through the wa, the infinite, into the wa man, the light of the woman. So he's saying the more that we can light up our minds, the more it's going to help everybody on the planet and the men around us, and they can like carry the torch of the light out into the world. So we're working in conjunction. So he's saying, you know, you can just practice whatever you're thinking. You can always ask, okay, what's the infinite version of that thought? And he's saying, he'll be right there with us helping us along. So that's kind of fun to feel that, how to work with him during the week, he's saying. The breath that he just gave us and the exercises that I've been giving are a great way for us to manifest the infinite. He's saying to manifest the God qualities onto the planet. This is the secret to manifesting the God essence, the God qualities, these co-creator qualities onto the planet. These are the secrets. He's saying he's given us secrets on this call, of course, to be shared with others. So this, he's saying, this depends that this embodying these qualities really depends on our relationship with the unknown. And when we feel secure in our relationship with the unknown, when we feel that totality of our being, when we can balance our tattvas, he's saying, now you know what your power is. Your power is not outside of you. You are a Waman. When you know this and you pull this into you, you feel your power, the power of the light inside you. And he said, this experience would create a feeling of wholeness when you balance the tattvas, move into the etheric field of compassion. That is what wholeness is. That is completeness. And that experience creates that connection with the infinite, which is liberation. He says, okay, now you're liberated. And the more you share this with others, the more you bring that liberation out of the endless lila, the endless play of the opposites and our attachments to whatever, like I said, different dramas or stories or fears, the endless play of lila. This lifts us up and beyond, like the owl, like the eagle, like the Native American medicines, the animal totems that we were talking about at the beginning of this call. So that is our secure ground. That is where we experience our value. We experience our self-worth. This is the ground of infinity, which Yogi Bhajan is saying may sound like an oxymoron, like it doesn't go together, the ground of infinity. But he's saying feel that in your body. He's saying your body is the ground of infinity, the secure ground of infinity. When you can feel this and feel your power in 3D in your body, that is the ground of infinity. And that's what we want to do. We want to live in this way with each breath. So we're looking to feel that feeling of the ground of infinity through the Cancer, through the Leo, and now through the wisdom of the Priestess. We want to bring that forth. So what he's telling us is that the mantra Ang San Waheguru actually means that God is within you, that the unknown is known to you. So he gave us that mantra for this week, Ang San Waheguru, and I'm going to go ahead and play that in a minute. So the homework for this week is the breath that he gave us at the beginning, the three-part heart breath, and then to ask the questions, as you think different thoughts, even though I'm thinking, da-da-da, something that you think isn't okay to think, the way I love myself is, the way I still can love myself is. So to get more connected with our value, our self-esteem, our worth as a woman, and then also to ask the question, as we have different thoughts and feelings, what is the infinite thought, or what is the infinite feeling? How can I get into the field of compassion? What do I need to think? What do I need to feel to merge with that etheric field of compassion this week? So our homework assignment this week is actually in three parts. Okay, so just go ahead and be with that and bring that in. And we're going to move into the Ang San Waheguru Mantra. Ang San, A-N-G, S-A-N-G, Waheguru, remembering that the Wa is the Waman, the woman. So you're basically singing to the God in yourself.
Sangwa,
to share the directive or to bring the Shakti activation more into the world. So he's suggesting that we have some groups and go some different places, and Arit and I are thinking about going to Mount Shasta and some other places. So if you want to bring the Portal for Mortals or the Tantric Transmissions, the Shakti Activation Energy, which is helping people get into this field of compassion, and we do, just like the calls, we'll be doing healing on the whatever area that you live in, and release of karma, and also for the people who participate, so they can get into this higher etheric field. If you want to have one of these groups in your area, just let me know. We could do evenings, or evening intro, and then a weekend, or a day, or week, whatever. So you can let me know, and you can put it on Shakti Activation Yahoo group, or you can call me if you like, and we'll just take it from there.